You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. Be sure to check out our 1000 Churches ebook that Ed and I recently authored. It's a free download at newchurches.com and read that, because it really is a vision piece to really imagine what would it look like not just to plant one church or one campus, but 1,000 in our lifetime. My name is Daniel Lim, and I'm here with Ed Stetzer.
Can I speak now?
Yes. You're actually not interrupting. That's pretty good.
I know. People love it, though. People ask me to interrupt you. People come up to me at events and say, interrupt me. They just start talking. They want me to interrupt them. So, and I'm happy to do that, actually. So, actually, I'm not. So, well, but anyway, by the way, on the 1,000 Churches deal, just remember, too, that this is written kind of looking at people who actually in their lifetime have seen 1,000 churches planted. So this is something that in a lot of our lifetime, I don't know, I guess your lifetime too, you know, you're a little younger, but in my lifetime, we've seen several people plant 1,000 churches out of their ministries, and it makes such a difference. So that's kind of what we're focusing on.
Yeah, totally. So today we have a question from Greg Wilson from Manchester, who is spending the summer in the US. So let's listen in.
Hi, this is Greg Wilson, the American planting a church in Manchester, England. For the summer, I'm currently in the U.S., while everyone else obviously is in Manchester. Everyone else is part of our planting team. So my question for you guys is, what are some ways to disciple those who are on our team while being geographically apart? It'll probably be a good 3 to 4 months before we can get back to England, but we want to take advantage of this time to see everyone grow in Christ as we prepare to plant. So any help would be appreciated. Thanks a lot, guys.
Now, today, as we were, and most of our listeners can probably imagine that we bulk record a lot of our podcasts. So we have a queue going. I mean, this is episode 204. We have all our questions slotted up to episode 220. But when I heard Greg's question, it was either going to be, let's put him in front of everyone else or answer this question in October.
After, exactly. So we moved him up to do that. I do want to say, Greg, Greg, was it? I'd like to thank Greg. for recording that from Chuck E. Cheese. And good to actually hear the full-on.
He's in the States, man.
Exactly.
It's Chuck E. Cheese. Their tagline should be teaching your kids how to gamble.
Exactly. And lots of noise in the background during the phone calls. But anyway, good time. So such is life. All right. Anyway, when I hear the question, Daniel, I immediately think that, I mean, technology has evolved, and I think of maybe like a lot of discipleship. You know, discipleship is primarily going to happen in two phases. It's the personal phase and the communal phase. And the personal phase is me getting in the habits of engaging the scriptures, being with the Father in prayer, scripture memory, and more. And then the community phase, the communal phase, is going to be more that one-on-one or one-on-two. And so, what I would say is, it seems to me that the one-on-one and the one-on-two can happen electronically, or even larger than that, more than, you know, one-on-one, one-on-two, but that can happen electronically. And then the rest, I mean, the day-to-day, open the Bible, study the Word of God, pray, memorize Scripture, that can still all happen. So basically, you're getting together to share what the Lord's teaching and sharing and speaking in your hearts. That was my immediate thought. Do you have something different? What do you think?
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you there. Now, on September 1st, my book comes out, No Silver Bullets. And in the book, it's all about discipleship from a systems perspective. And I help people create a discipleship pathway. Church leaders create a discipleship pathway for their church. And the reason I'm sharing that is because the key thing about a discipleship pathway, right? When most churches think about that, they think about what they as a church can offer or what kind of programs or pathways they can create to disciple individuals. And while that is important and it is a part of the pathway that I propose, the center of the pathway has to be about creating self-feeders. Right. It's about how do you, engage people, teach, disciple, but at the end of the day, every single person in your church has to be a self-feeder. So Greg, while you're in America and your church is in Manchester, 3 months away, it's a long time. I'm glad you're taking the time, because there does need to be that rest, that rhythm, that kind of sabbatical idea to that. But in the end, you want those individuals you're discipling to become self-feeders. So maybe this is a great time to do that, where you're even sharing, I mean, once again, Facebook Live, a little bit more personal, Skype, FaceTime, whatnot. You can share, have that maybe once a week, once every other week conversation, check-in, coaching, you know, mentoring, discipling type of time with those individuals, but make sure that they are learning and being equipped to be self-feeders rather than just waiting to the next time, Greg, you can teach them or tell them what to do, right?
Yeah, it's good. And so you have a book coming out on this subject. What's this book about, Daniel?
Well, you did endorse it, but...
Did I write the foreword, or did you get somebody cooler to write the foreword?
Rainer wrote the foreword, Tom Rainer.
No way. Do you mean Dr. Tom Rainer?
Yes,
you
know, Dr.
Tom Rainer.
Dr.
You'll
Tom Rainer.
You'll be editing this out of the podcast to Dr. Tom Rainer. So Tom Rainer, and I wrote an endorsement. Wow. And what's the name of the book? You see what I'm doing? I'm setting this all up for you.
No, I appreciate it. It's called No Silver Bullets, 5 Small Shifts That'll Transform Your Ministry.
That is the longest stupid title ever. Why would you have such a long title? That's you need something like a mission shift or lost and found or, you know, something
or planting
like
missional churches.
We're planting missional, breaking the missional code or.
Yeah. So it's called No Silver Bullets. It's called subtitle.
What does that even mean? Are you trying to kill werewolves? do you know silver bullets kill werewolves? Did you know that?
Yes, I did. Okay, now, are werewolves a part of the zombie apocalypse?
They are. Let's talk. We need to talk about it. No, werewolves are not real. That's foolishness.
But zombies are.
Zombies are real. But werewolves are myths and foolish speculation, the Bible calls this. But zombies are not. Zombie. You can see zombies
on television. Oh, you're bringing the Bible into this.
Zombies are on television already. We know that it's coming. The inevitability.
Wait, you watch television?
No, not only when I'm not reading the Bible. So only when I'm not reading the Bible. So
good deal. Good deal.
All right. Anyway, so I think I guess for me, you know, and I don't at all, because I think the challenge that he's, I think, speaking into is a real challenge. Discipleship is not just a meeting on Skype. It's a relationship. But I think what you're trying to do is, until you get to that relationship, you're going to have it as a meeting on Skype or whatever else it may be. So don't lose that. The most people need to do is to be that self-feeder spiritually. Community is key, but community can also be a part of that process. So build it now from afar. And then, you know, and it's a long distance relationship, you know. My daughter says to me, you know, she's dating this kid, going off to college, and it's like, hey, kid, does the long distance relationship work? Well, it worked for her mom and me, and I told her, but it doesn't ever work. So
Christina and I as well.
Yeah, you're a long distance too. Yeah. Okay. Well, see, I don't want to tell her that. I'm like, no, it doesn't work. Break up. She asked me what I wanted for Father's Day. I said, break up with your boyfriend. So I'm still trying. But again, I think in a sense, you're having spiritual relationship from a long distance. It's doable. But I think the great thing is it's not forever. I wouldn't do it forever. Yeah. I wouldn't think it'd help me forever.
Completely. And the fact that Greg is the pastor there and he has those relationships already, that's why I feel like it's okay to continue it on via Skype and FaceTime and all that while he's in the States. It's different. So there's this whole idea of mentoring, right? Jim Shaddix from Southeastern Seminary was recently in here. We did a webinar with him for Lifeway Leadership coming up to our Succession Pipeline Conference. But when we were together, we were talking about mentoring, right? And the whole idea of, and Robert Coleman wrote an endorsement for my book as well. And from afar, Robert Coleman.
You wrote a book?
Yeah.
How many times are you going to work that in?
Afar, let me keep on going, Ed. Yes. From afar, Robert Coleman's been a mentor to me. He didn't know who I was until last year when I picked up the phone and called him. And I was trying to process some of these ideas with him. But he didn't know who I was, but for years, through his writing, through his influence, he was a mentor to me. Now, we haven't talked a lot after that, but once again, there are places for relationships like that. But when it comes to discipleship, there really does have to be that ongoing relationship, that friendship.
Yeah. And by the way, Shaddix was mentor to some people like David Platt.
Exactly.
Robbie Gallaty. Super and cool. Some other. Yeah. So it's kind of neat that Tony Marita and others. And so he's a real example for that as well. So again, I think it's a good temporary journey. You continue to do it from afar. Help people be self-feeders, but get back together, build that relationship when you can.
Yeah, good deal. Well, thanks again for listening into today's episode. If you have not yet left us a rating and review, be sure to do that for us on iTunes, because we are trying to get to 200 reviews in light of the 200th episode. And if you are one of the ones that brings us to 200 reviews, we'll actually give you $20 worth of New Church's reward points. All right, so that's 200 New Church's reward points. Just leave a review, take a screenshot, and email that to me, Daniel@newchurches.com, and we will get that to you. Well, we will catch you next time.